Thursday, time for us to talk with Nan Lesnick. She's our expert when it comes to financial matters regarding your retirement. Nan, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Mark.
So we've been talking about 2020 Social Security and Medicare changes. Where would you like to pick up today?
Well, there's two things I'd like to talk about. Let's talk, first of all, about Medicare premiums, because I've had some people ask questions about this. And that is that the Medicare Part B base premium rose to $144.60 from $135.50.
So it went up $5 a month.
Yes. It was actually about 6.7%, I think is what the number is. Also, the income-related adjustment amount, which is commonly called IRMA, also rose.
All right. Okay?
And that is because they've been adjusted for inflation. Incomes are higher, inflation, and there's an inflationary figure in there. Now, people misunderstand this, and I think it's really important to know that this is an insurance premium, and you don't have a choice on it, but it is an insurance premium, and therefore, the inflation adjustment is not inflation in the cost of bread and milk, it's inflation in medical care. So Part B is the part of Medicare that we pay for. Now, the one thing I want to quickly touch on to be sure we get this in today is that people who are still working past the age of 65 may not have to pay the Part B premium because they are still covered on a credible group insurance plan. But if you're in that category, you need to look into it. You need to understand where you are so that when things change, when you stop working, you will know what you need to do.
Correct. Right. And I think we talked about this once before that, you know, you want to look at the two things. Is Medicare better for you at this point or your company plan if you're still on that? And you
really
need to weigh all that out.
Yes, you do. Because in some cases, small employers, you're paying more out of pocket than you would if you elected to go with your Medicare and purchase a supplement at that time. There's also the possibility that your plan at work will act as a supplement, but you must pay for Medicare Part B. So this is not a time to be making assumptions. It's a time to find out what the circumstance really is and act accordingly. And we can help people understand that.
All right. Sounds great. Nan Lesnick's been our guest today. You can reach Nan at her office in Monterey. Area code 831-656-0236. Online, lesnickcompany.com. Her email, nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, thanks so much. We'll chat again Saturday.
Thank you.